This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is quite warm today, with sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is also enjoying pleasant weather, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Netanyahu has ordered the IDF to strike Lebanon forcefully after Hezbollah ceasefire violations earlier today. Also, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, the IDF struck Hezbollah military-used buildings in southern Lebanon last night following these violations. Also this hour, I-24 News reports a fragile truce in northern Israel is further tested by Hezbollah rocket fire. Separately, JTA highlights a story from earlier today about a fragile refuge for foreign workers in Tel Aviv's bus station amid ongoing conflicts. And finally, from I-24 News, the situation is tense in northern Israel as the ceasefire remains under strain. Reaction has been swift on social media. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago that reports suggest a person was stopped in the lobby of a major event, raising questions about security measures. Meanwhile, Dan Bermawi shared a picture online, capturing the scene's tension. From X, Visegrad24 revealed a new video showing Secret Service agents reacting swiftly after shots were fired during the White House correspondents' dinner, with CNN reporting the assailant was shot and killed. Let's go deeper into today's top stories. Starting with the first story, Netanyahu's directive to the IDF to launch a forceful strike on Lebanon follows Hezbollah's ceasefire violations. Ynet reports two rockets were fired towards the Galilee Panhandle, with drone alerts in other areas. This escalation risks drawing broader regional involvement. Turning to the second story, Israel Hayom Hebrew provides details on last night's IDF strikes on Hezbollah's military infrastructure in southern Lebanon. These strikes targeted buildings used by the group, marking a significant response to earlier provocations. The situation remains volatile as both sides brace for potential further exchanges. Meanwhile, I-24 News underscores the fragility of the current truce in northern Israel. The recent rocket fire by Hezbollah puts additional strain on an already tense ceasefire. This uncertainty affects civilians living near the border, who are urged to stay alert. In Tel Aviv, the JTA reports hundreds of foreign workers have taken refuge in the city's bus station amid the Iran war. This situation highlights Israel's growing reliance on foreign labor during conflict times. Their presence underscores the humanitarian challenges faced by those displaced by war. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports Syra's acquisition of Rift to enhance AI security. The deal, worth up to $130 million, marks a significant return for Rift's founders and investors. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals Bank Leumi's leading position in institutional investment rankings. The analysis shows a concentration of significant pension and provident fund investments in top stocks. And finally, from CTEC, Tesla's decision to use next-generation chips for its Terafab AI project gives Intel a crucial advantage. This move could impact chip manufacturing strategies globally. That's all for now. From Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.